I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So, Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
We're going to Hollywood, to the newly relocated Salts Cure.
Okay, remind us where Salts Cure was before and what sort of the paradigm of the restaurant was in its former location.
Salts Cure was in a storefront on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Yeah, they were one of the first to do whole animal and really commit to it.
Right, they were finding, you know, really good meat from all over the state and butchering it in-house and doing sort of interesting charcuterie, different from other people. I think they were using almost no nitrates and very little salt.
And always fresh pickles made by them to accompany.
Yeah, fresh pickles. They were definitely ahead of the game on the fermenting. The chefs are Chris Phelps and Zach Walters, who have been floating around for a while.
So let's talk about the food.
The pork chop, which is from Marin Sun, which is a sustainable grass-fed operation up north, is just a beautiful pork chop. It's 16 ounces. It's seasoned with salt and pepper, and I don't believe anything else. You know, a little bit of a cure to it, so the meat is set up a little bit. And it's just there, plain on a plate. It's just you and the pork chop.
It's probably the best pork chop in the city.
I think it's the best pork chop in the city.
What else did you really enjoy?
They do a duck leg. It's sort of confit that they serve with a stack of the pancakes from brunch, which I think is sort of brilliant. You have something, you do it well, everybody likes it. Why not serve it with a duck leg as well as with bacon at breakfast? There's a nice half chicken, super simple, roasted, and a beautiful white sausage with sauerkraut and apple.
Oh, that sounds good. I haven't had that.
They make their own sausage. They smoke and cure their own bacon for breakfast. But it isn't just meat there. There's grilled asparagus, a really fat kind, that comes under a blanket of hard-boiled egg and roasted almonds. There are bowls of cold tomato soup, dense enough to resemble a sauce more than they do a soup, that are served with, you know, perfect little wedges of grilled cheese sandwich. There are very nice French fries that are like dusted with spices.
And they always have a nice selection of fish, too.
I like that they call it a plank salmon. It's a well-used plank. The fish is cooked to flakiness. Comes with, you know, a little smear of sauce. Because portions are on the small side, it leaves you with both the capacity and the desire for dessert. And the grapefruit pie, which is sort of like a key lime pie, but with grapefruit instead of the key lime. A few slivers of candied grapefruit peel on top. And this beautiful sort of haunting bitterness of grapefruit peel that lingers long after you finish it. It's a really nice way to finish a meal.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Salts Cure in Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendation.